Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GNN Gregory News Network coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Today is Wednesday, July 1st, 2015. A brand new month. Thank you, Lord, for giving us another month to live here on planet Earth. Excuse me. Let me drink some water here. I'm watching Fox 11 News here in Los Angeles, the local Fox affiliate. There was a power outage last night in the Silver Lake area of Los Angeles, California. It is 6 a.m. right now, Eastern Pacific time, which is 9 a.m. Eastern time. Today is, like I said, July 1st, 2015. If you want to call in to Blog Talk Radio right now, you can. Area code 347-633-9660. And I'm coming to you here on my cell phone. The number that I dialed in to Blog Talk Radio on my cell phone here, 904-575-8797. Or you can call me on my other cell phone, 818-426-6374. That's 818-426-6374. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. John 3:16 says in the Holy Word of God, the Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm going to read here out of Psalms chapter 6, and here we go. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul, and save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. That was Psalm chapter 6. You know, I take a stand for the mighty God of Jacob, and by doing so, I have many enemies, people that viciously attack me, hate me. Excuse me, I got to drink some more water. People that they viciously attack me, say things about me that are not true, defame my character. And I pray for these people that they would repent, believing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ, died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. And when he comes back, he's going to judge the world, like I said. And the way I see it, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go through the tribulation period to face the Antichrist. It's not going to be easy. We are in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and the Bible talks about, you know, in the book of Revelation, that whoever does not take the mark of the beast, either in the right wrist or forehead, you won't be able to buy food, sell anything. You won't be able to live normally as you have been. And we as Christians will have to go into hiding. Either that or we're going to be caught and thrown into prison. And then we're going to be tried for 10 days. We have to keep trusting the Lord no matter what we go through. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, you know, God is merciful. God is forgiving. All you have to do is ask him to forgive you, repenting from any sinful way that is in your life. Have a change of mind. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will save your soul, and you'll have the blessed assurance, ladies and gentlemen, that you're going to heaven when you die. We're all gonna die someday, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can call in live right now to Blog Talk Radio, 347-633-9660. That's 347-633-9660. I'm reading from the Holy Word of God. Now I'm going to read out of Psalm 7. O Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy, let the enemy persecute my soul and take it, yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust, Selah. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger, lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about for their sakes. Therefore return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness. And I'll turn the page here. And according to mine integrity that is in me, O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. Thank you, Lord. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Stand by. Thank you. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GMN Gregory News Network. My sponsor for today's show, All American Air Compressor Company, motor spray and welding equipment. They're located at 5927 Kester Avenue, Anaheim, California, 91411. Their phone number is 818-785-9306 or 818-785-3383. Special shout out there to Tony, a friend of mine, who works there at All American Air Compressor Company. Motor spray and welding equipment and other items that are sold there. 5927 Kester Avenue, Van Nuys, California, 91411. Their phone numbers, once again, 818-785-9306 or 818-785-3383. Also, a special shout out to the Bike Factory. Maury, he owns the Bike Factory down on the corner of Woodman and Burbank Boulevard in Van Nuys, California, and special shout out to them. And I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. And now I'm going to read some more out of the Holy Word of God, the Bible, King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. And Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength, because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Thank you, Lord. You are the most excellent God, the God of gods, King of kings, Lord of lords. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary more than 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day by the mighty power of God. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, for whosoever, meaning anyone, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. One day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. We are in the final days. We are in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we as people, we'd like to live, but the way I see it, we are in the end days. And, you know, we could be in the end months, really. So right now, if you're listening to this broadcast or wherever you are, please call out to the Lord and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve punishment and hell, but Lord, have mercy on my soul. And he will do so. It is impossible for God to lie, ladies and gentlemen. It is impossible for God to lie. Call upon the Lord, and he will save your soul. Believe in God. Don't doubt God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Okay? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Have faith in God. He will save your soul. For whosoever, meaning anyone, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, for by grace, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We're saved by grace through faith, God's grace. Receive the love of the truth. Jesus Christ is the love of the truth. You know, there's a strong delusion going on right now. People believing a lie rather than the truth. Repent from your lies. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Today's the day of salvation. You might not have tomorrow. So I pray that you would repent. Receive the Lord into your heart by faith. You can't receive him by a wafer or anything like that. It's by faith. You receive the Lord. And he will save your soul. He will never leave us nor forsake us, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? God is good. And God never fails, ladies and gentlemen. He never fails. Now, Satan, he doesn't want you to believe God. He wants you, you know, to think, oh, you know, don't worry about it. Everything is okay. Well, everything is not okay, ladies and gentlemen. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My dog. Good dog. And I'm staying here in Friends, here in the Canoga Park area, here in the Los Angeles area, in the San Fernando Valley. And I just, not too long ago, moved back here from Jacksonville, Florida. And it's been very hot here in the Los Angeles area in the last few days. And they had power outages in the Silver Lake area of Los Angeles last night. Thousands of people without power in this heat, you know, that's pretty unbearable. But it could be a lot worse, ladies and gentlemen. The way I see it, nuclear war is coming, ladies and gentlemen. You know, countries warring against each other, wars and rumors of wars, as the Bible says. Also, there's going to be more big natural disasters that are coming, ladies and gentlemen, like huge earthquakes. That quake that happened a few months ago in Nepal, over 8,000 people have died. Excuse me. And I got to drink some more water. Excuse me. And it was a full moon. Venus and Jupiter, I'm looking at Fox 11 News. Venus and Jupiter, the planets, are in alignment just one-third of a degree apart. Wow. Praise the Lord. And, you know, God is good. God is in control of everything. Yes, he is. He's in control of everything. He's the creator. He created everything. The Lord Jesus Christ, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. And these three are one, one God. The three personalities of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And by him, all things consist. All things consist. And, you know, I'm going to turn to another section of the Bible. And let's see. You know, God is good. God is always good, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to read out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I deliver them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonoreth his head. But every woman that prayeth or prophesieth, their head uncovered dishonoreth her head, for that is even all one as if she were shaven. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, ladies and gentlemen. But the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of God. Judging yourselves, is it comely that a woman pray unto God uncovered? Doth not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? But if a woman have long hair, it is glory to her, for her hair is given her for a covering. I'm reading out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. This is verse 15. But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given her for a covering. But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God. Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that ye come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when ye come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When ye come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, every one taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What, have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me. Fill me with your Holy Ghost so I can walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Going to be wrapping up pretty soon. This is a half an hour broadcast, and coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. You can call to my other cell phone, 818-426-6374, leave a message, or you can send me an email at any time, QuakeMan30@gmail.com, QUAKEMAN30@gmail.com. Okay? And also check out my main website for my shows and network since 1999 at www.quakemed.freeservers.com. That's www.quakemed.freeservers.com. And, you know, God is good. It's going to be another hot and muggy day here in Los Angeles, California. But it could be a lot worse than what people imagine, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm glad you're listening to my live show here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Also, check out my YouTube broadcast, my worldwide television show on the internet. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GMN Gregory News Network. I've been on the air since 1999. So check out my YouTube site. Go to Google, put in GMN Gregory News Network, and it will take you right there to my YouTube broadcast, past and previous, previous shows on YouTube. Pretty soon I'm going to have more broadcasts on YouTube, but right now it's in the rerun mode. But I'm glad to be coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Also, check out my Facebook anytime under my name, James W. Gregory Jr. Also, I'm on Twitter at Gregory of News. The at symbol, GregoryOfNews. And check them out anytime. If you want to contact me, you can. Call me on my other cell phone, 818-426-6374, or call me on this cell phone after the broadcast, 904-575-8797. That's 904-575-8797. Okay? If you want one of my newsletters, the Gregory Report, it's only $1 for my newsletter, The Gregory Report. At one time, it was published by 5 newspapers, a portion of it here in the Los Angeles area, the Acton-Acredosia News, Lake Los Angeles News, the Rosamond News, the Toluca Times in Toluca Lake, California, and the American Eagle News in Northridge, California. If you ever want to make a contribution of any kind for this Christ-centered network, $10 or higher, much appreciated, and God bless you. Any kind of contribution, $10 or higher, much appreciated. I do a lot of street preaching here in the Los Angeles area, and it's, of course, my preaching goes worldwide on the internet here on Blog Talk Radio and other sites. And let me put in a word once again for my main sponsor for today's show, All American Air Compressor Company. Motor spray and welding equipment and other items. They're located at 5927 Kester Avenue, Van Nuys, California, 91411. Their phone numbers, 818-785-9306 or 818-785-3383. Say hi to Tony. He works there. Good friend of mine. God willing, I'll be going to Faith Baptist Church tonight. They're on the corner of Santacoy and Farallone, right down the street from Topanga Canyon Boulevard. And for the Wednesday evening service, I'll be going there tonight, Lord willing, God willing. It's at 7 p.m. Come on by Faith Baptist Church, Pastor Tim Rasmussen. I'm going to be wrapping up 90 seconds to go on this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Now, God willing, I will take this segment and upload it to my Facebook and on and off, at James W. Gregory Jr. and also on my Twitter at Gregory of News, at symbol GregoryOfNews. And down to about the last minute, and the announcer just announced 60 seconds to go of this live broadcast, and the sun is coming up here in Los Angeles, and it's going to be another great day. We're in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. Please believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting from any of your sin. Have a change of mind. Believe the Lord. Believe God. It is accounted unto you for righteousness. I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to be having broadcasts, because I know more persecution is coming to believers here in America. World War III has begun. I believe nuclear weapons are going to be used in World War III. So be ready. Believe and trust the Lord. 10 seconds to go. My name is James Wayne Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GMN Gregory News Network. Have a great day.